How do travel bloggers get paid? That's what we're going to talk about here in this episode of Side Hustle School. We help a passionate traveler turn his blog into a profitable hustle. Discover the most effective ways to monetize travel content and stand out in a crowded field. Yesterday, we were talking about standing out in the world of AI. Well, AI has affected travel blogging as well, for sure. But let's see what we can do for our fellow adventurer, Charles. He's from Chicago. He has been globetrotting and also chronicling, writing, journaling for the past couple of years, I believe. So he's got like all these stories, all these photos to share. He wants to take the project to the next level and start monetizing. So what do you do? How can he go from content to affiliate marketing, perhaps, or sponsored posts, or perhaps another avenue? We'll also explore how to build a loyal following and create content that truly resonates with the right target audience. And we'll do this in a short, action-packed episode, as always. So thanks for being out there. Grab your passport or, you know, just keep listening. Let's see if we can turn Wanderlust into a thriving business. His question coming up in just 30 seconds.
Hey there, I'm Charles, a passionate traveler originally from the Chicago area. I've been blogging about my adventures around the world for the past 2 years, sharing stories and photos and tips with my growing audience. While I love creating content, I want to turn my travel blog into a profitable side hustle. I'm curious about the most effective ways to monetize my blog, such as affiliate marketing, sponsored posts, or creating digital products. I also want to know how I can attract a loyal audience and stand out in the crowded travel blogging world. What strategies should I focus on to make my travel blog a success?
Hey Charles, what's up? Let's go straight in here, and I'm going to give you three specific ways. I mentioned them briefly in the introduction, but let's define them and talk about your next steps. So number one is affiliate marketing, one of the most popular and effective ways to monetize a travel blog. And basically here you partner with travel brands, products, or services that align with your audience and what you're doing, your content that you're sharing. A lot of travel bloggers promote travel insurance. You can also sign up with Amazon, Share a Sale, Commission Junction. These are basically affiliate networks. Well, you know Amazon, of course, but Share a Sale and Commission Junction. You sign up there and you get, once you get approved, you get links that you can then embed throughout your content. When people click on the links and pay for something, you get paid. Definitely a good fit for most travel bloggers. I mean, most travel bloggers are doing something with affiliate marketing one way or another. Second lucrative option, perhaps, well, second option at least, is sponsored content. And this is for a blog that's getting a good amount of traffic. Like once you're getting good traffic, lots of visitors. As the blog grows, travel brands may be interested in partnering with you to create sponsored posts, reviews, or social media content. It's a little bit different than advertising. Like here on the podcast, obviously this is an advertising model, but the advertising is completely separate from the editorial. There's no overlap at all. Like I can say whatever I want in the editorial, and I do. Sponsored content, of course, like you're usually partnering with a brand, working a little bit closer on something that is collaborative, but it can be a good fit for some travel bloggers. And then number three, creating your own digital products. Another fantastic way to monetize your expertise and generate passive income and not be beholden to anyone, not have to worry about those partnerships necessarily. So consider creating ebooks, travel guides, courses. You can sell these products directly through the blog or on platforms like Gumroad or Teachable, Thinkific, Kajabi, just to name a few. And of course, lots of travel bloggers have done that. And I think it's still a valid model, depending on, of course, your interest level, your commitment to it, you know, how much you want to provide support and so on. But those are three things you can do. We could talk more about SEO and social media and such, but I want to keep these questions and answers focused. So when I think about travel blogging and monetization, those are the three things I think of: affiliate marketing, sponsored content, and creating your own digital products. Perhaps I have a slight bias towards number one and number three, as you might have noticed, but of course, there's more than one way to do it. Charles, good luck cheering you on. Listeners, wishing you well as well. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. If you have something to contribute or something to ask, we'll continue to feature listener content throughout the year, along with updates as listeners launch and grow their projects. Thank you so much. Much more is on the way. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.